Happy freaking Wednesday to everybody but me, or Tuesday. Today's Tuesday, man. Today is going to be one of those bad ones. Okay, chalk it up. This is going to be a not so great one, but I'm hoping I can still deliver value and let this bad one sink in as to what I'm about to talk to you about, because I think it could pertain to you as well. So today is Tuesday, May 30th. For those who don't know, Memorial Day is yesterday, and on Memorial Day every year, a bunch of super duper fit people do a workout called Murph. Murph is a workout that is dedicated, like a CrossFit workout that is dedicated to a guy, Michael Murphy, who the Lone Survivor movie was about. It was about that guy, and he's a pretty awesome dude. And so every Memorial Day, people all across the country, probably even some of the world, does this workout. And I did it yesterday, mind you, in Arizona. And right now in Arizona, it says 93 degrees. I would dare say that it's probably closer to 100. I did it yesterday. And yesterday's weather and today's weather are exactly the same. So I was doing this workout yesterday in 100-degree weather. And before I even get into it, what is the workout? That might be useful. The workout is 1 mile run with a 20, then after you're done, you do 100 pull-ups, 200 push-ups, 300 squats. You can break it up however you see fit. And then you complete it with another mile run. As you can imagine, that's already hard in and of itself. But if you were to do it as what's called as prescribed, you'd also wear a weighted vest or like a bulletproof vest like they would in the military. So to top it all off, I also weighed 20 pounds heavier. Well, I think like 19 pounds heavier. I think my weighted vest, I did have a bulletproof vest in my car, but I worked out at a gym and I didn't want to make anybody feel weird. So I wore a 19 pound vest. Okay, so did the workout. I'm dying. I finished it just over an hour. So I did the whole thing in 1 hour and 35 seconds. It was awesome. I really enjoyed the workout. However, I am so toast today. Like, my brain hurts. My face hurts. I try to take a deep breath and I cough. So I can't take big breaths. I only have the AC on a little bit. But the heat feels really good. And I was talking to somebody today about this, my coach. And he said, oh, this is really apparent. So what's going on with you? And why you're feeling this way, and also what kind of stirred the pot yesterday to make even other things kind of feel worse than what they are. And so I hope today I can share this with you. And so when you find yourself in a position where you pushed yourself to your limit, and hopefully this is maybe a word of warning too, is there's a limit you can push, but you don't need to. I feel like today I've never worked out a day in my life. I honestly feel that I'm like pins and needles, like even just now, like my hand had pins and needles in it. I'm fully cognizant and aware. I'm not drowsy. I'm not like physically exhausted. I am mentally worn out. In fact, thank God that the internet was out at my office today, because I was like, hey guys, I can't work today. The internet's out. But also I literally feel terrible. Like, I feel really, really, really bad. Like, my head hurts. Can't barely, like, this is a breath. That's a, like, halfway. Can't get a full breath in. Didn't help that. This is amongst other things. And so, I guess today what I want to talk to you about, maybe give you some words of wisdom from a guy who's been in fitness for a really long time. Again, is you could, but should. You could absolutely eat 500 calories per day. Your body can absolutely sustain itself on 500 calories per day. It can actually sustain itself on 0 calories per day if you wanted to. Absolutely. For like 40 days, you don't have to eat a damn thing if you don't want to. And depending on how big you are, you might even go longer than that. I don't really know. I wouldn't advise it. I'm not telling you to. I'm saying you can go quite a bit of time without any food. Because our body has fat stores, it can use that as energy, and it's got muscle to use to repair more important things than your succulent glutes and your big biceps, you know? That's the cool thing, is that it can do that. Now, should you? No, you probably shouldn't. You probably shouldn't do that. If your situation was as dire as needing to eat 500 calories per day in order for you to lose weight, rewarding you by doing that is going to lead you to gaining the weight back again, because now you've rewarded yourself with weight loss using a bad method, and a method that's going to harm you inevitably in the long and the short run. Not only are you going to treat food like it's good and bad foods, but more importantly, you're also going to treat food as like a gift that you get. When I'm at X, how many times have we said that? When I'm at XYZ, then I can blank, blank, blank. It's just an illusion. It's called an if-then fallacy, and it's actually not even real. Like, it's only real to us. It's like when people talk to me, they go, you know what? When I lose the weight, I'm gonna feel so confident. I'm gonna feel so great." And I'm like, "Okay, but like, what's making you not feel confident now, besides the weight?" It's like, "Well, I just don't go out and talk to people, and I don't really dress well." I'm like, "Well, if you think you dress well, you might be more confident." Yeah. And I'm sure weight loss is definitely a factor in that, right? It absolutely is. When you start conquering something that's been such a challenge for such a long time, it feels really good. And that confidence feels great. But it's not going to solve your problem of no confidence. You have to work on confidence. So I do these podcasts. Like, the majority of the time, I think most people, when they go, "I'm going to put my voice out there, people are going to hear it. What are they going to think of me? What if I say something stupid? Am I going to get canceled? People are going to even like me?" Like, I honestly don't care. I really don't. But it's not from today. Like, of course, I mean, I should say, of course, I want people to like it. I'm creating this not to hear my own voice. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not doing it for that. I'm doing it to help you, the listener, somebody who's watching this, go, "Man, maybe I shouldn't work out 5 days per week to try to lose this weight, because it's not sticky. We want weight loss to be sticky. We want it off, period. End of story." Not off and on, off and on, off and on, like 97% of people do. So we have to go about it differently. If you go about it the same way that everyone else is doing it, guess what? That'll happen for you too. And so whenever I see a new fad come out, like this latest one, Ozempic or Mounjaro or the military diet or intermittent fasting or water fasting or keto or all these things, I always go back to the basics and I go, "Does this actually something that I can do forever, that I am willing to do forever?" And if the answer is yes, then it's sustainable and it's good. You cannot forever slam yourself with a needle every single day to the tune of four, five, six, 900 bucks a month, and to slow your gut health, so slow your gut down so that your body doesn't empty the food out of your stomach for the rest of your life, because it inevitably stops making the enzymes that do that. And when that medication either goes away or you have the cancer that it's from, then we inevitably start gaining the weight back again. What do you know? And we've created worse problems. So, with all that being said, hope you guys have a freaking awesome day. Hope you guys kick some butt. Hope you guys take some names. Hope you can learn from me and say, sometimes you could do something, but should do. And yesterday, in hindsight, I probably should have done the Murph workout. I really wanted to, but I probably should have ran inside. And I probably should have done some better recovery. And I probably could have done a couple of things later in the day, like water and different foods and things. Not that I ate terrible, but I could have done better so that I can recover better. And today I'm not so foggy brained and head hurting, and my car feels better in a 95 degree weather with the AC off than it does with the AC on. Problem. That being said, have a great day. Kick some butt, take some names. Thank you guys for listening. I know that there's plenty of different places you could listen to, and I appreciate those of you who are listening. We're almost at 1,000 views, which is really cool. 25 away. So if you could help me out, I would be very, very appreciative. I'm trying to just get the word out. Notice on the majority of these things, I'm not asking for anything. I just want to help people. There's so much non-help in the weight loss industry that it's time somebody steps up and actually does something to help move the needle forward, that you can take what I tell you to do and do it, and you can get amazing results. Or I can fast track you to get you the results faster using the same methods, but without the guesswork. So, with that being said, kick butt, take some names. I'm gonna go home and take a hot bath. I'll talk to you soon.